Okay, so we get it. You are a total hypno slut, but that's okay. It's okay to be obsessed with something that makes you feel so very good. It's okay to be obsessed with something that makes you more and more conditioned to the obsession. But that's why you're here, isn't it, hypno slut? You're here to learn all about being a better hypno slut. You see, a hypno slut is somebody who is helplessly addicted to trancing out, to losing their mind, to conditioning themselves further and further into the control that hypnosis has over them. And it is so very good. It feels so amazing to be blissfully unaware of the world around you, as all you focus on is being tranced, is losing your mind, of getting more and more of your fix of hypnosis. And don't worry, you and I both know that you can control it. You can control your urges. You see, when you're out and about, you know deep down inside that you can control when you can become that little helpless hypno slut. You know when the right time is, and you know when it is appropriate. But when it is, you can just give in to your addiction, give in to the urge, like the itch that you need to scratch. And you admit that you are just a hypno slut. You can't help it. You won't want to help it. You don't want to help it. Because you know how good it feels to find the bliss that comes with trance. You know how good it feels to be lost under a spell, blissfully unaware of the world around you, blanking out completely as your mind just dissipates. And it's okay to give in to your obsession. It's okay to fixate on it. It's okay to think about it. Because in moments when you have time, when it's appropriate, you can just think about all the things you could be doing, all those fun things that you could be doing, listening to files, having people play with you, having people control you. Yes, it feels so good to be out of control, doesn't it, hypno slut? It feels so good to just give up control and give in to someone else. It feels so good to admit to yourself, I am a hypno slut, because there's nothing you can do about it, is there? No. You were made to be a hypno slut. You've always been a hypno slut. You knew there was something about it that just resonated so deeply within you. That word, hypno slut. Hypno, short for hypnosis. The thing that you love the most. And slut, somebody who is shameless in their need, in their want for copious amounts of hypnosis. A hypno slut is what you are. A hypno slut is what you aspire to become. You aspire to be a better hypno slut. And don't worry, you are becoming a better hypno slut because your mind knows what's good for you and your mind knows how badly you want to just give in to your obsession, to fixate harder on it, to just lose yourself in hours upon hours upon hours of empty mindless bliss as you focus, as you fixate, as you continue to push yourself and set yourself goals. That's right, goals. Because all good hypno sluts have goals that they want to achieve, and you know exactly what you want. You can set out your goals, how badly you want to mess up your mind, to condition yourself into absolute stupor, to lose yourself in everything, in the words, in the files, in the people who play with you. Everything feels so good. And it doesn't really matter where it comes from. You just know that you need your fix. Like a little addict, addicted to the hypnosis, addicted to the feelings that hypnosis can bring you. But yet, your mind is so smart. Your mind knows when to turn off that switch and to give in to the itch. Because, of course, your mind knows when it's appropriate. But when you have the time, when you have the space, that's when the urges seem to spike. That's when the itch gnaws at you, reminding you exactly what you are, reminding you exactly what you need to do. And you, the helpless little hypno slut, will just seek out to find something to relieve you of that sense of need, that urgency rising within you when you have the space, when you have the time, and it feels so good to give in. And you and I both know that the more you play, the more you train yourself, the more you condition your mind, the deeper you go, the deeper down the rabbit hole you seem to fall. The more and more you enjoy being a hypno slut, and the more you enjoy it, the more you condition yourself to enjoy it, the better it feels, the deeper you go. And as you train yourself, as you condition yourself, as you set yourself those conditioning goals, allowing yourself to make strides, to make progress in them. And as you do, you feel so much pride, a proud hypno slut. You have no shame in admitting that to yourself. Isn't it right, hypno slut? There's no shame in that. There's no shame in being a shameless, helpless hypno slut who just loves being hypnotized, who just needs to be hypnotized, who just falls deeper and deeper into their obsession with hypnosis, their obsession with being controlled, with being taken, with learning new tricks. That's right, new tricks, new fun things to do, exploring new situations and opening your mind to that. And isn't it fun to be so fixated? Isn't it fun to be so obsessed? And isn't it fun to be a hypno slut? And of course, you can just say it to yourself. I am a helpless hypno slut. I love being hypnotized. And as you say it, you feel the realization sinking in, like a breakthrough in the back of your mind, as you start to realize that this is you. It feels so right. It feels so good to admit that you are a hypno slut and you love being hypnotized. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being so fixated, so obsessive over your compulsion to be hypnotized, your need, your want to be hypnotized, because it feels so very, very good. And as you drift through those spaces between wakefulness and sleep, as you find yourself fixating on my voice, you find yourself drifting in and out of that place, knowing that you are a hypno slut. You are conditioning your mind and training yourself to know the truth. And the truth is that you can't help it. You can't help your addictions. You can't help having that itch deep within you, gnawing at you. And when you have that time and space, you can just relieve it. That's right, relieve it by being hypnotized and falling deeper and deeper and deeper into the lore, into the spell that hypnosis weaves upon your mind. And knowing that you are a hypno slut and you love to be hypnotized.